Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadi Hei. Welcome back, everyone. The Gemara starts off with a story that a sheikhet that told his friend that the meat that he bought yesterday was treif. So Rebbe said that that's not a reason to ask for the Makulin. The two lashonos in the Gemara. First lashon of the Gemara was that even though that one person sold tarfos, but that's not a reason to ask for the makula. Second lashon of the Gemara is that we don't believe him. We don't believe him to say that he actually sold tarfos. So the of the Gemara that if we know that he did, then it'd be usher, because it's chazek yisura. So ask Rav Kveger, why does the first lashon argue with that? The ma'aseh is chazek yisura. So why is the first lashon makel, even though it's chazek yisura? Says Rabbi Kveger that before in Taitzis, they're masal of a nimso. The whole Indian of makulin and achraz is always is a takana drabana. And it's a chumra b'yalma. Nikar adinta says we go with roif. But it's a takana that it shouldn't come out that Yisrael was machshel, another Yisrael. That Yisrael sells the treifa to a guy, and the guy turns around and tells it to another Yisrael. It comes out that you're machshelin. So because of that, they were machmir to say that you should not buy meat. That comes from a guy. That's what we're going to say. So the Mikra, then we go with the Rav. So as Rikivagir, Mimela, because all this is a Takana, it's only when there was a Hachraza. When there was a Hachraza, then they made the Takana not to buy from the guy. But here there is no Hachraza. Here Lemaitse, even though he did end up selling meat, which is treif, because it wasn't actually an actual Hachraza, so it doesn't fall under the Takana and the Chumra. To not buy meat from the guy, and mainly you're allowed to buy it. That's what Rekhager explains his heter of the Lishon of Asra. So the Gemara here mentions the din of Kokavua Kamechsa al Mechsa Dami. So Rashi says, we learn out of Psukim, Parbatra the Yuma, Parakam and Iksubis, Kokavua Kamechsa al Mechsa Dami. The Gemara learns that it's talking about a case that a person throws a rock, and we don't know whether he killed a guy or a Jew. There's Rav Yisrael. So how we should say that Alpi Rav, he killed the Yisrael, and therefore it's Chayiv Misa. It says the Gemara, no, because that they were Kavua, and Kol Kavua Kamechsa Mechsa Dami, so therefore it's considered a Safik, and Safik Nefashas Lahakel. Without the din of Kavua, then it would be considered a Rav, and we'd go bust a Rav, and we would kill him. So Rashi and Sanhedrin on this Rosh of Kavua, Rashi and Sanhedrin define Tesam and Aleph, Rashi has an interesting question. Rashi says that we should learn out of this pasuk that the kavua is called like a roif. We don't kill the person, we don't kill the roif. Say ach. So what's the reason? Because the kavua is like a roif. There were machriya that he's a guy. So Rashi says no, there's no hechreach hakadekach to say that the kavua is like a roif. Maybe that the Torah only patterned him because of something the fashas lahakel. Efshar la'ayla mekol kavua is kamechsa mechsa dami. We don't have a raya that kavua is like a roif. And it's still be potter because of the suffix, because something nefashas lahakel. Ad kan debe Rashi Sanhedrin defined this. So the question of Rashi is of Adat Aruch Bir. Why should the miut goy be considered a roif? Because he's kavua. Hare the roif Yisrael that's there, they're also kavua. So why should he be considered more of a roiv than they are? So the Shari Yosher in Shar Dalet Perek Aleph and the Yad Yehuda in Zimin Kov Yotzev Katan Tazayin, they say that Rashi is referring to a case when the Yisraelim, who are the roiv, are naidi, they're moving around, and the goy is kavua. The goy is standing in one place. So then only the goy is kavua. The Yisraelim are not kavua. So therefore, Rashi says that we would think that maybe the kavua is even better than the roif. That now the kavua is considered like the roif, and the yisro, which are actually the roif, are considered a miyut. Says Rashi, no, there's no makar to say akadekach that the kavua is like a roif. Maybe it's just like a mechsal mechs. That's the case that Rashi's talking about. But the pshat in Rashi still is very shver. What was Rashi's question? If the din of kol kavua kamechsa mechsa dami is to say that here there's no din of Reif. Even though the mitzvah, there's a Reif. There's a Reif Yisrael. And normally in Kol HaTorah we paskin with Reif. But when it's Kavua, there's a Xeris HaKosuv, if you no longer paskin on either Reif. That's the Pashuk Pshat in the din of Kavua. If that were to be the Pshat, the question of Rashi makes no sense. Rashi asks that maybe that the Kavua is like a Reif. What in the world would be Pshat the Kavua is more than the Reif? Why should the Kavua be Machriya Keneged the Reif? The most that we could see is, that we could guess in Svara to say is that when you have a Kavua, so there was no Din of Alech Achara Reif. But not that we should be Machriya like the Kavua over the Reif. So what's Pshat in the question of Rashi? It's Muchach from Rashi that Shimon speaks out, Muchach and Rashi, that the Yisoid of Kavua is not that there is no din of Alech HaRoiv when you have a Kavua. But Kavua is a Chashivus. And when something is Kavua, it's in its place, and it's not moving, so it did not move, that gives it a Chashivus. That gives it a Maila in the Nidon Lefanenu. We want a Machriya when you have two Tzadim, so one side has a Roiv, the other side has a Kavua, which is something which is immobile. It's in its place. That's a mile and that side over the other side. So Alib de Emes, the mile of Kavua, is only equal to the Reif. Reif is a mile that it's more likely, there are more chances that it's like the Reif. Kavua is a mile that it's Kavua. Each one has its own mile. So the halacha is that they're equal. Each one has its own mile. Kavua is a mile, and Reif is a mile. And these two milas are equal, and therefore it's kamechsa mechsa dami. And just to point out, even in a case when the roiv is also kavua, but the mila of roiv and kavua can't pass and connect the tzad of the kavua. Kavua also has its own independent mila, and therefore it's kamechsa mechsa dami. That's lemaisu the pshat in the din of kol kavua kamechsa mechsa dami. But Rashi in this question had shver. Rashi held that maybe say not that way. In a case when the mir is kavua, and the roiv is naidi, and the roiv is moving. Maybe the Kavua is more chashiv than the Reif. It outweighs the Milo of Reif. That was the question of Rashi. Answers Rashi, no. That we have no makor to say Ekdekach. Min Asvar it could be. It would theoretically be possible to say that Kavua is better than Reif. And Kavua wins out Keneged the Reif. That would theoretically be possible. But we have no basis in the Pasuk to learn Ekdekach. Holding a kavua is only learned out of a pasuk. It's not a svara lemaisa. To learn out of this pasuk of a arav loy. And you have no basis to say more than kavua is kamech sanach. Akubon of this yisoid is of Armuchach and Rashi that the din of kavua is a mila in the kavua. You also see this in the Rishenim in Nozir, the Russian Nozir daf yud beis. The Gemara there says that someone sends a shliach to Mekadesh and Isha. And the shliach dies. So we don't know if the shliach married someone for him, and who did the shliach marry. He didn't tell him to marry someone specific. He just said, go find a wife for me. And the shliach dies. So the din is that the mishaleach is asher b'kol anashim shebo'ila. He's asher to marry anyone. Why? Because everyone will worry that maybe she is a relative of his wife. Maybe the shliach married someone for him. And now he's going to marry somebody else. Maybe this person is the sister of the lady that he's married to. Therefore, because of the Safik Erva, he cannot get married. So that's the Gemara there. Why don't we go Basar Reiv? Reiv Nashim Shebo'ilam are not the Kreva of the one that he married. Whoever he married, we don't know who that is. But definitely most Nashim are not her sister, her mother, or her daughter. So Mamela, he can get married, I'll be Reiv. Answers the Gemara because an Isha's Kavua. Because he married her Makan Kvias or because she goes back to her Kvias. So she's considered a kavua, and kol kavua kamechsa mechsadami. So the Rosh there in Nazir Daf Yubeis, and also Taisus in Ksubis Daf Tesvav, say what does it mean that the isha is kavua? It means the isha that he originally got married to originally, the isha that the shliach married for him, she is kavua, and therefore keilu he married half of the women in the world. So meila he can't go now marry anyone else. Because he's Kihu married to half of the women, and everyone else is a suffix that she is a Kreva of the one that he married. There's no longer a Reiv saying that he did not marry her. That's the Pshat of the Taisa in the Rush. So the Chazal, it's Tamua. If the Sayyidi din of Kol Kavua Kamechsa Mechsa Dami is to say that there's no din of Alecha Chara Roiv, so that would only apply when we're dining on who he's coming to marry right now. He's coming to marry this lady, he wants to marry her, so on her we say, we could say there's a Roiv that she's a mutter. We could say, no, that there's a Kavua, because she's Kavua, so Kol Kavua Kamechsa Mechsa Dami, and there's no din of the Roiv. But according to Tais in the Rosh, we're not dining on the issue that he's coming to marry right now. Dining on the issue that he already married. And the first issue that the Shliach married for him. And that's not the Nidon Lefanenu. The thing that we're dining on right now is not about that Isha. Is she from the Roiv or from the Mechza? We're dining on, can he marry someone else? So if the whole din of Kavua is that there was not said the din of Roiv, that would only apply to when Nidon Lefanenu, I want to pass on a Pia Roiv. And then I say, you don't do it because of a Kavua. And the issue that I want to marry right now. Elamite before in Tais in the Rush that like we were Mechir and Rashi, that the third din of Kavua is that the Kavua has a Mila equal to the Roiv. The Kavua also has the Hashivas, and its Mila is equal to that of Roiv. The Mela, when we know the Nidal of Anenu is to marry Rachel. That's who he wants to marry, and we're a Chayshish, and maybe he married Rachel's sister, married Rachel's mother. That's a Chashash in front of us right now. So now we say that, well, because whoever he married is Kavua, he married the first time, is Kavua, and Kol Kavua Kamechsa Mechsa, so Kili he's married to half of the women in the world. But that only applies because we're not, even though that's not, the Nidon Lefanenu is not on her, it's not on the one he married originally, it's on marrying her sister. But because he's Kili married to half of the women in the world, male he's not allowed to marry your sister. So you know, that's another big raya, that the din of Kavua is not that there's no din of Alecha Roiv, but the Kavua has the Maila equal to a Roiv. The Kavua is Mechsa, just like the Roiv is. It's equal. Its Maila is equal to that of Roiv. And therefore it can come out of that a Teiloda, and he cannot marry her sister. Another right to this idea in Kavua is the Prima Godim in Simen Kavyur, in Sif Seidat, Sif Katan Yudalit, has three Hakiras about Kavua. You know that when you have a roiv and a kavua, so then that it's kmechsa mechsa dami. As Klaus Prima Gadim, what if you have a seika keneged kavua? Normally, now that we're mekel, the makom is seika. Even when it's kavua, we also mekel. That's one chakira. Another chakira, the Prima Gadim, is do we go with chazaka keneged kavua? And the third chakira is you go with karet keneged kavua. We find the din of kavua, it works keneged roiv. Does also work keneged seika? Can I get chazaka? Can I get kavua? Well, what do you say to the safi? Because roiv is better than these. Roiv and ruba v'chazaka ruba adif, and roiv v'karav alecha chara roiv. So roiv is better than these things, and kavua works k'neged roiv. So therefore, there's makom to say, it's logical to say, that it's also where k'neged these things. That's only on the side that we understand that kavua has a certain maila of being kavua. So that maila, if it's a maila k'neged roiv, it also it's better than roiv. Or equal to Raif, and Raif is better than Chazaka. So the male also Kavua is better than Chazaka. But if the Pshat and Kavua is Exer Sakosuv, that it was not to the din of Alecha Chara Raif, so it was said to not go with Raif. This is for also to not go with Chazaka, to not go with that, to not go with Karoiv and Sveik Sveika. Mechidesi. But if it's a mile of Kavua, so then we add it on to the totem pole. If Kavua is equal to Roiv, and Roiv is better than Chazaka, but maybe also Kavua is better than Chazaka. Another point here about Kavua is a true Rabbi Kiveger, Tinyana Simen Kov Gimel, Sivkot Yud Aleph. He asks that, even though we come out in the first parak, that Roiv Mitzui Neitzel Shechita Mumchenein. Therefore, if you don't know who Shechter, or you saw him and you don't know who he is, you can eat the meat. Cause right between it's a shechita mumchenein. Says Rabbi Kiv Yeager, that's only correct if the person comes and shechs and walks away. If I bring my behema to someone's house to shecht, and I don't know if he's reliable or not. So l'chor l'aloch is that it should not be able to eat it. Cause then it's kavua. Savik is no yilad b'mokum kvius in the house of the shechit. Koka mulka mechza mechza dami. So says Rabbi Kiv Yeager, no, that's incorrect. Even in the house of the sheichet, you could still rely on roiv. Why? Because roiv between eitzel shechita mumchenein is a ruba de lesa kamon. Says Rav Kniger that the whole klal of kavua kamechsa amechsa, it's only by Ruben to eat the kamon, not by Ruben to less the kamon. What's the pshat? So Kniger explains that there's a difference between Ruben to eat the kamon and Ruben to less the kamon. Ruben to eat the kamon is based on numbers. Make it statistics. There are 10 stores, 9 sell kosher meat, 1 sells treif meat. So, because of the store, the rave of the stores, actual stores that may have kosher meat, that's what becomes a rave. Ruben the Lesser Kamon, says Rav Kniger, is based on the Teva Ha'olam to be a certain way. Teva Ha'olam is that most behemoths are not treifs. Even if there be one behemoth in the world, we don't know whether it's a treif or a ksherah, we would say that it's a ksherah. Because rave behemoths are kosher. Rave behemoths are kosher is not based on the statistics. Because there's only one in the world. This is the last one left. Rav behemoths are kosher is based on the natural way. The way the world works is that a behemoth is supposed to be healthy and not treif. That's a natural occurrence in the world. Also, the rave between Tashchit and Mumchini is also based on the fact that normally a person would not shecht unless he knows how to shecht properly. It's based on the way that people act. So even if there's only one sheikhin in the world, we would say Raven Tsunin Sashkita Mumchanin. It's not based on the 1,000 sheikhs in the world, 990 of them are kosher. That's not the basis. The basis is because Chazal understood that people understand the chumrah of Shechita, and they won't do it tamazeh. If a person is getting up to shecht, somebody knows how to shecht. So that's the Rubu de Lassa Kamon. So says Rabbi Kivaker, that the din that kavua kamechsa mechsa dami was said by Ruben the Issa Kamon. Was said that when you have nine stores this way and one store that way, the one store has chashivas like the nine stores. It gives it that mile of more numbers. Kiel write this, there are more numbers of kosher stores, but because the trade store is kavua and your suffix was in the makom akvius, so that one store has the mile of the nine stores. But Ruben the Issa Kamon is not shayach bichlal. The Ruben the Lesser Kamon is not based on the numbers, actual numbers that there are in the world. It's based on the Teva Olam. The Teva Olam is that a behemoth is not a treifa, and a person only shecht if he knows how to shecht. So Kavua won't change the story. Lemais, that's a Teva Olam, that a person will only shecht if he knows how to shecht. So that ma'ala we always have. So Rav Kniger says, by Ruben the Lesser Kamon, it's not shecht ladin of kol Kavua kamechsa mechsadami. However, in the Shita and Ksubis and Avtez Vav and Aleph, the Maskil, who the Shita Yeshana, before that he argues on Rav Kniger. Shita asked the same question as Rav Kniger. These are the words of the Shita. Hikshu Ataisus. Ha the Kaimel and Rav between Eitz Shchita Mumchenein. Lahav Yahu Rav Mechsa Mechsa. Even though there's a Rav, it should be like Mechsa Mechsa. Shekhu Shemavi and Avahim of Ebeisa Yishel Shoichet. Hu Kavua. You bring it to the house of the Shechet. The Shechet is Kavua. Says the sheet of Lav Kushi. Who roiv chazaka v'raglayimu b'kufa behema azu shal fanenu. Damina mistamol eshachar adam behema zu elam kein hayabaki. Says the sheet that here it's a roiv and it's chazaka and it's a raglayim adover that he shachta properly. Some other sheet is saying that this roiv is better than a regular roiv. And here we don't say the din of a kavua. It's not clear exactly what the teretz of the sheet is. But we see the Shita held of the question. Rabbi Kniger said the question is not Shreir Bechlal. Because by Ruben the Lesser Kamon, we don't tell the din of Kavua. The Shita seems that he holds that even by Ruben the Lesser Kamon, we use Kavua. Just this Rive is better than a regular Rive. Again, the Tarts of the Shita needs explanation. But in Yoneinu, Gavi Kavua, we see the Shita holds that even by Ruben the Lesser Kamon, we say Kol Kavua Kamechsa Mechsa Dami. Another important idea in the din of Kol Kavua Kamechsa Mechsa is the Mordechai. In the first parak, of Chulin, Sivin Tov Kuv Tzadi Gimel. Mordechai asked an Iker Din that we learn of Acher Rabim Lahatois. We learn from there that we go with the Reif. The Reif is Machria. Just like by Sanhedrin and Bezdin, the Reif is Machria. So to everywhere else we go with the Reif. Ruben Yisakar, come on, Ruben the Lesser, come on. Asked Mordechai from Mishim Rabbeinu Yoker, Iker Akrab Sanhedrin Hu. Sanhedrin Kvuanim, Belishka Sagosis. Chem Bechomachom Shein Yoshin. Wherever the Sanhedrin is sitting, they're kavua. The dami letisha yitzruel of echorakum. I mean, bin ancient zark with a chay potter. Chseva arav lo yimino yafin the kokavu kamechsa mechsa dami. So, if this is the basis of roiv, hooray, we shouldn't go with roiv because it's kavua. That's why he asked the question. If you want, you could ask it a little bit different. And if here we see you go with roiv, even though it's kavua, then who was in everywhere we should go with roiv even though it's kavua. The makor of the din of roiv is from a case when it's kavua. We see that kavua does not share the din of roiv. That's the question of Rabbeinu Yochar. The tirate says the Mordechai. Rabbeinu Yochar answers. Shalosh shaychu meim akol kavua kamechso. Elheicha dika sveika levar adover. Kan gabei teishu chanuyes. Shalokach v'eni yodea meitza lokach. Chayim b'titshi yitzurav. Avei kachov v'mecha b'neim. She'eni yodea ami zorak. Says the Rabbeinu Yochar that we say the din of kavua is when there's a suffix. We're trying to clarify the suffix. We're trying to clarify where you got the piece of meat from. We're trying to clarify who was killed. Was it a Jew or a guy? Then in this case, instead of going with Roiv, rather we go with kavua, and the kavua says they're called kavua kamechsa mechsadami. By Sanhedrin, he continues, Kevin the yoidin v'royin mi'ein amezakin or mi'ein amechavin. Here by Sanhedrin, when it's clear who are the ones that are mezake, ones that holds that the person is zakai, and then the clear the ones that hold that he's chayiv. So then we go with Roiv. So the chiluk of the Mordechai is clear that kavua works when the Roiv is dealing with sveikos. Hashem Kain, by Sanhedrin, the needin is not a need enough sveikos. Shalos, what's my explanation? It's all the same parsha of Roif. It's all out of the same pasuk of Roif. Why does kavua work in this kenega this Roif and not kenega that Roif? So you could say the following shot, and when by Roif of Ruba the Itzakamon or even Ruba the Lesakamon, the Roif's machriya says do not worry about the tzad of the mute. We don't have to be choishish for a mute. We can pass not be the Roif. That's what Roif normally does. Kavua says that you can't forget about the mute. When the meat is kavua, it says that it's here and it has chashivus. You can't say that it doesn't exist. Once the meat exists, so then Roiv doesn't have the ability to be machriya. The point of the Roiv was to say that it's not be chashish for the meat. And that is not shaykh when it's kavua. Now, she'en came by Sanhedrin, when their dayanim are here. Had to we go with the Roiv connected the meat, it's not that I said, oh no, the meat doesn't exist. I can't say the meat doesn't exist. They're here in front of us. Just what's the din of Roiv in this case? The din of Roiv says I have the ability that I paskin with the Roiv, can I get the mute? When I have 20 dayanim saying that you're chayiv, and 3 dayanim saying that he's potter. So, the opinion of the 20 weighs out, can I get the 3? So even though the 3 are here, I know that the 3 are here, but the Torah said that the din is nisak, I'll be these ones. So the kavu is not going to help. The kavu is not going to say, don't forget about the meat. I never forgot about the meat. I know the meat was here. But I still paskin with the roiv, can I get the meat? The vart always of roiv by Ruba Ditzakamon, Ruba Delesakamon, is that when, is to say, it's not be chosh for the meat. I don't have to be worried about the meat. I can say, mistam, it's like the roiv. But when I paskin with the yonim, I don't say, mistam, it's like the 20. I say, 20 is a better vote than 3. So it's that still says, there's still 20 voting this way and 3 voting that way. And that's why in this case, we don't care about kavua, and we do pass him with the roif. That's mavur in the Mordechai. B'derech agav, it's mavur in this Mordechai, that by Sanhedrin, the nidin lefaneinu is not coming to machriyat sofik. That we pass him with the roif by Sanhedrin, is we go with the one that has the most votes. Whichever most of the dayanim are voting, whatever they're saying, that's machriyat halach. The Indian of the Roiv in Sanhedrin is not coming to be pusher the suffix. Is the person actually chayev or potter? I'm coming to just what incumbent upon me is what did dayonim say? The Torah says to paskin with Roiv dayonim kinegan miut dayonim. That's Indian of going with Roiv. So Meili says that's not Indian of sikas. That's the Mordechai says here. It's in the stencils of Reb Chaim. It's brought down. Reb Chaim said by dayonim there are two inyonim of Roiv. One is meeting bit of a Roiv. Reb Chaim called it. That the din of the psak of the roiv is mevatel the miut, and there's another aspect. But dayonim is machriya the halacha. Is the person al pi emes? Is he chayev or potter? And I also use roiv in that aspect to say that some of the roiv are mechav into the emes. Adkan devir Reb Chaim. So if you're Reb Chaim, we don't know the teretz of the Mordechai. The Mordechai said that here it's not a question of tzeikus. So here there's no din of kavua. Here, we also need to mechriya the emes. But also, that we go with the roiv is there mustam and mechavin ala emes. So there still is a suffix, and we're going with the roiv in the suffix. So in Cain, it comes back to the question of the Mordechai, why do we not say kavua? So the Mordechai says another teretz. The oid, the ain oisin maisa begufun. El achar adibor and nivdov and nifresh mipiyem. Havi kevatz ra'anim said, the arena may call the parish minuba parish. Says the Mordechai that even though the dayanim themselves are kavua, but the neither is on what they say, not on them. And that's them that's parish from their guf. So therefore it's shayach the din of call the parish minuba parish. Very interesting way to look at it in this second teretz of the Mordechai. We'll go upon him with the second teretz. It's miyusha of the opinion of Reb Chaim. We now come to another very important aspect in the din of kavua. In Taisis here, Divri Matzal Sveikai Osir, says Taisis, to call kavua kamechsa mechsadam. Ha, the kaimel amin darayis achayav betray batil. Ask Taisis the question, how do we have the din of bitl beroiv? We have three things that are mixed up. Two of them are mutter. One of them is aser. The din is that everything is mutter. Hi, it's kavua. And kol kavua kamechsal mechsadami. Answer is Taisvis. Hainu eicha shem ha'uraf. Ve'enu nikara iser. Aval hocha yadua iser biduchte. Taisvis, bitl beroiv is when things are mixed up and you don't know which one of them is aser. Hashem came here in Teisha Chanuyais. We know the store that's treif. There's one store that says Dwight's not kosher meat store. So we know that one is treif. So everything is nicker. The nine stores are kosher. Chaim's kosher meat and Baruch's kosher meat. And there's a non-kosher meat store. Everything is nicker. And then we have the din of kavua. So this teretz of Taisus, many of the Rishonim say, the Ramban, Rashba, Rosh and the Ran, they all say this teretz, the chilek in the two dinim. However, there's a very big difference in the Terutzim of the Rishonim, even though at first glance they're all saying the same thing. However, if you read the words carefully, there's a very big difference in the Rishonim. The words of Taisus say that a qualification in the din of kavua, even though we know that kol kavua kamechsa mechsadami, it's only when the iser that's kavua is nicker, like the store that we know that it's selling treif meat. Hashem Kane, why the three pieces of the meat that are mixed up. We don't know which one of them is treif. So even though there is one that's treif, but because we don't know which one it is, it doesn't have the maila of kol kavua kamechsa mechsadami. Those are the words of Taisus in the Taisus answer. That's our Shimon and Shari Yeshir, Shari Dala, Perikir, learns the Teretz of Taisus. However, if you look good in the Rishonim say a different Teretz. Rishonim say that when three pieces of meat are mixed up, because there's a Taroivetz, so it's Shaykh Adin of Bitl Baroiv. When you have a Din of Bitl Baroiv, then we don't say Kavua. The reason that when there's a Taroivetz, we don't say the din of kavua is not because a klal and kavua. And whenever the iser is not nicker, it doesn't have the mile of kavua. No. A different, oilam kavua shayna nicker, according to the Rishonim, shmo kavua. That's and it would be considered kavua. What's the reason by bitl b'raiv, we pass him with the raiv? Their answer is because there's a din of bitl. So memeil it's not shayach kavua. Pshuto, what that means is because bitl makes iser kiman delesa. Isser negates Isser entirely. So there's no more Isser. And there's no miut. When there's a miut, we say kol kavua kamechsa mechsa. But Bittul says there is no miut. That's according to the Rishain. Now, the words of Taisus are not mashin that way. The words of Taisus are mashin, as we said originally. Taisus saying a different charts than the Rishain. Taisus saying a klal medin of kavua. That kavua she'ino nikar loishma kavua. Without this klal, Taisus would hold that we would not say bitl b'roif. Even though there's a taroifes, and it would be shayach the din of bitl. But because the kavua is kamechsa nechsa dami, so memeil is no roif connected to miut, it's mechsal nechsa. Memeil Taisus has come onto a klal of kavua she'ino nikar loishma kavua. So it comes out that there are two machlokes between Taisus and the Rishain. Taisus holds that kavua she'ino nikar loishma kavua. And the Rishonim that it is called kavua. That's machlokes number one. Machlokes number two is in the din of bitl b'roif. The Rishonim say that because it's bottle, so memela, it's not shayach to say kavua. When it's shayach bitl b'roif, we don't say kavua. And Tais holds that even though there's din of bitl b'roif, we could still say kavua. If it would not be that kavua, shayna nikar would be loishma kavua. However, the placey in Simon Kofiud and the Beis Meir, in Kundris B'dinei Kavua, in the Yad Yehuda, and the Ur Sameach, All of them say that even Taisus agrees to the Rishonim. Taisus means like the Rishonim. Taisus was not going to say a klal that kavua sheiner nikar loy shema kavua. It wasn't the kavan of Taisus. Rather, the kavan of Taisus is that because it's Shaykh Bittul, so we don't go with kavua. When Taisus says hainu heicha shem ha'urav einu nikar iser, Taisus did not mean to say that when it's that because it's einu nikar, it's not Shaykh kavua. Taisus meant to say that when it's not nikar, so then it's ma'urav. Then there's a taroives. When you have a taroives, then you have bittul ma'urav, and mele we don't say kavua. That's what they say. So according to Lefi Devrayim, even Taisus agrees to the Rishonim that kavua sheinu nikar shema kavua, but because of bittul ma'urav, so mele we don't say kavua. So what's the pshat that we don't say kavua because of bittul ma'urav? So we said beforehand that the reason is because it's command alessa, so it's not shayach mechsa al mechsa. But yesh lodim b'zeh, because the question is why do you look at that first? Why do we first say it's bottle and then say there's nothing left here to say that it's kamechsa al mechsa? Let's first say that the mirror is kamechsa al mechsa, and the mirror is not shayach bittul. So I found in the Yad Yehuda in Simin Kuf Yud, Sikotin Yud Aleph, he says a different explanation in the Rishonim. Why the makom bittul do we not say kavua? Says the Yad Yehuda that we find the chiddush of kavua in the Torah is by one case in front of us. By one person, there are nine Yisrael and one guy, and a person killed someone. We don't know who he killed. So the question is that one person that was killed, and this the kavua gives it the mile of roiv to say not to not go with the roiv, and it's kanach samach. When the question is one person. Who had in one piece of meat? Person bought meat from the store, and he doesn't know which store he bought from. So on this piece of meat, we say that we don't go with the roiv, rather it's kamechsa mechsa. But in a case of a taroives, if we would say that kol kavua kamechsa mechsa dami, then it would be usher to eat the whole roiv. All of the pieces of meat would be usher. Without the din of bittul ma'urav, you can't just eat the roiv. You can't eat anything. Either all the pieces are mutter, or all the pieces are usher. So, if even in that case kavua would be kamechsa mechsa, it would have the ability to answer the whole roif. Says the Yad Yehuda, akdekach loimatsinu that the kavua has the koyach. The kavua only has the koyach to pass on one nido in the fanedo. And one piece of meat that even though mistama this is from the roif, kavua says we have to treat it kamechsa mechsa. But if we're going to go with kavua, all of the roif is going to be usher, then we don't have the din of kavua. That's as far as the Yad Yehuda. The Yad Yehuda says, wasn't just Dam Loi Matzino? He adds on that Chazal learned this out of the Sanhedrin. Hare Sanhedrin is the makar of going about Saroiv. Asks the Yad Yehuda, it's Kavua, and also it's Nikr. Even though we say that Kavua Shein Nikr Loi Shema Kavua, there everyone is Nikr. These Dayanim are being Mechayiv. These Dayanim are being Mezakeh. Everyone is Nikr, and it's Kavua. So why do we still go with the roif? Hare kol kavua kemechsa mechsa dami. Says the Yad Yehuda that if we're going to go with kavua, then we're going to negate the roif. Not only one piece of meat, we're going to have to be machmir. We negate the roif entirely. There are roif dayanim that are saying a certain thing, and we negate their opinion entirely, and we pass them that as kemechsa mechsa. So because of this stir that Chazal had, mitzad echad we have a din of roif, and mitzad sheni we have a din of kavua. Bal korchach, that the whole din of kavua is only said in a case when it will not negate the roiv entirely. That's the svar of the Yehuda, and also brings a makar. As we said, the Mordechai had already asked the question and said a different teretz, two other answers to this question. But the Yehuda wants to say another teretz, his own teretz to the question, and that was the makar of Chazal when the meat is going to answer the whole roiv, we don't have the din of kavua. So if it is Yehuda, we have another teretz on Rav Chaim that we asked before. And Reb Chaim does not hold to the first charge of the Mordechai, because Reb Chaim holds that by Dayanim, the roiv by Dayanim is coming to pass in a suffik. The Mordechai said it's not midine sveikas. It just, the majority rules, whoever gets more votes wins. But Reb Chaim held that it is coming to the Nechariah suffik, so in Cain, why do we not have the din of Kavua? That was the question that we asked. He the Yadudah to Yusuf. Because here, if we're going to go with the miut, we're going to entirely negate the psak of the roif. And akdekach, kavua does not have the ability to contradict the roif. And that's it's not just egin afar, that's what he says psak in all these rishonim. Ramban, Rashba, Rosh, and Naran, and could be Taiz also, that say that when there's a Taraydis and there's a Bittul, we don't go with Kavua Kamechsa Mechsa, rather we pass Kamapi the Ruth. Another point about Kavua is the bottom Taiz on the Yamud. Taiz says, Dimasra Hachanami, he asks that it's before in the Gemara that even when you find the piece of meat in hands of a guy, it's called Parish. Not only when the piece of meat is found on the street, because then it's a problem of Basra Shein Esalim in Ayin, like before in the Sugya. Rather, it's in the hands of the guy, and there's no problem of Basra Shein Esalim in Ayin. And it's still called Parish, and called the Parish Meruba Parish. Ask Saisus from the Gemara Psochim, Psochim Vavtes. Says that there that you have 9 piles of matzah, and 1 pile of chametz, and a mouse comes and takes a piece of something. Says the Gemara, because the mouse took it from the pile, and so it's called Kavua. And called Kavua Kamechsa Amechsa Dami. That's the Gemara Psach. Asks Tesis, Maishna, whether it's in the hand of a guy, or in the mouth, or in the mouth of the mouse. Either way, Avada, the guy that was holding the piece of meat, got it from one of the stores. Sure bought it from one of the stores. So, even though it came from the stores, because right now, when I find the piece of meat, it's out of the stores. It's called Parish. And called the Parish Meruba Parish. So too with the mouse. The mouse took it from one of the piles. But right now he brings it to me and it's separate from the piles. When it gets to my hand, it's out of the piles. You know, Taiz understood in his question that the difference between Kavua and Parish always is where does the Yisrael get it? If the Yisrael got it outside, then it's Mutter. Then it's called Parish. But if the Yisrael got it from inside one of the stores, and if you forgot which store he bought it from, then it's called Kavua. But in the case of the Gemara and Psach, in the case of the mouse, when I get it, it's not in one of the piles. It's already separate from the piles. And yet we still say that it's called Parish, and called the Parish Meruba Parish. That's the question of Taisus. Answer is Taisus, V'yesh Loimar, V'hosam Ayri Shera'inu Shalokach Mina Tziburim. Shenoi Lera Sovik B'mokom Akvius. So he says, it's not, the important factor is not when I got it, when it got it in my hands. Question is when I saw it. When is there something noilad by me? When I'm walking down the street and I see a guy with a piece of meat and he asks me if I want it. So the subject is noilad right now, when it's already out of the stores. It's out of the stores, so it's called parish. And called the parish meruba parish. Hashengin gemara b'sachim, I saw the mouse go between the piles and take a piece. I just couldn't see which pile he took from. So the suffix is noilad b'mokoy mikvius, because I saw the mouse take from the piles. By me, the suffix was already noilad b'mokoy mikvius, even though when it gets to my hand, it's already out of the piles. So then we say, kol kavua kamechsa mechsa dami. That's the teretz of thesis. Very clear. Very, very logical also. That it's not where it gets to my hand, but where is the suffix noilad? A suffix of kavua is kamechsa mechsa. A suffix of parish is you go with right. So whenever you have the latest asafik, that's machriya, whether it's a suffix of kavua or a suffix of parish. Very geschmack. However, Taisa asks a question on himself. It says there that you have behemoths that are mixed up, and one of them is puzzled to be a carbon, and the rest of them are kosher. So you're stuck, you can't be makir of any of them. So ask the Gemara, let's push them, the animals, till they start moving, and then it'll be parish, and then we can say they're called the parish meruba parish, and you can take each one because there's a right that it's kosher. That's the Gemara there. Ask Taisvitz, I just said that the nafkamin is not when you get it, the nafkamin is when the suffix noilad. So mice over there, the suffix is noilad makom akvitz. So how does it help to make them move and to say call the parish meruba parish? The suffix was still noilad makom akvitz. Answer states this, that the Gemara means is that we should do it in a way that we shouldn't see them until they're parish. Meaning we should, the Sheet and Zvachim Adan, you know, the Tkuv of the Pshat and the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Nach Bishinu does not mean to push them, but Nach Bishinu means let's close our eyes. Let's close our eyes and wait for them to become parish. Let's try to, while our eyes are closed, let them become parish. And then the Savik will be Noilad B'makom Aprisha, and because it's Makom Aprisha, then we can say they call the parish Meruba Parish. Kopanim, the opinion of Taisus is, when the suffix is noilad b'makom kavua, then it doesn't have the maila of parish, and it's considered kavua, even though it only got to my hand later on, like the mouse, even though it got to my hand at a later time, but it's not considered parish. So the Pashat Varim of Taisa says that this is din d'araisa, that the discerning line, the differentiating factor between kavua and parish is when am I aware of the suffix? If the suffix is noilad makom kvius, it's kavua. Suffix is noilad makom parish, it's parish. And when it's noilad makom kavua, even if I get later midaraisa, it's usher, because that's called kavua. That's the Pashat in Taisis. And that also the shach in Simon Kofur, Sifkotum Chavbez, that's the shach takes on. And the suffix is noilad makom kvius, even though you get it later, it's still usher midaraisa, because kol kavua kamechsa mechsada. However, the Ran, yes, learn the sugim zvachen kipshutai. Maratz nach b'shinu denaydi. Let's make them move. And now that they move, even though we saw the kriyshet in front of us, it's mutter. Because kol the parish miruba parish. Answers the Gemara, gzeira shemiyikach mina kavua. And it's also because of gzeira shemiyikach mina kavua. So the Ran holds that halacha lemaisa, it is aser when we see the kriyshet lefaneinu, but that's only in Yisrael Rabbanon. Let's go for the shakal tayir of the Gemara in zvachen. Midaraisa it's mutter, because lemaisa it's parish. As long as it gets to my hand, it's in a matzav of parish. It's mutter midaraisa according to the Ran, and it's only also midrabanan gzeir shemigach menakavur. And also the Bach in Simen Kofur takes on like this lahalach lemaisa that by ra'inu aprisha lefaneinu it's also midrabanan but midaraisa it's mutter because called the parish miruba parish. So come out here, you say this to machlekes. In what's the difference between parish and kavua? When is something called parish? When is something called kavua? The opinion of the shach, and that's what also it seems from Tesis, is that as long as we see the parish of aneinu, then it's called kavua. I know the distinction between parish and kavua is what type of a suffix is it? Is it a suffix of kvius or a suffix of parisha? That's what is according to Tesis and the shach. However, the Ran and the Bach hold that it's not telling what type of a suffix it is, but when it gets to my hand, if Lamaisa right now it's in the Makom of Frisha, then it's Mutter. If it got to the Makom of Kviyas, then it's Asher. One last very quick point about Kavua. Just, sorry, Marich a little bit, but this is the main place in Shas to talk about Kavua. Is the Chiddush of the Rashi by us in Chidushim, and also in Teres Abayis. Rashi says that if a person buys meat, from a kosher store. And then we found out that there was a tarfus in the makulin. After you bought it, you found out that there was tarfus there. Says the Rashba that from now on, it's usher to buy from the store. It's usher to buy from the store because it's the stores are kavua, the Rashba says, or because even though there's roi basar that's kosher, but the treif meat is the chaticha roi liskabid, and it's not batel. So, but now that we find out that there's treif in the stores, in the makulin, you can no longer buy. You can no longer buy meat. However, says the Rashba, a person that bought meat before we found out, even though it was after the charfus got into the store, he's allowed to eat it. Now, I know it's the case. The treif meat got into the store at 1 o'clock. We only found out at 2 o'clock. So from 2 o'clock and on, it's usher to buy. But anyone that bought meat between 1 and 2, says the Rashba, he's allowed to eat his meat. Even though the situation didn't change. The exact same amount of treif meat in the makula. The only difference is our knowledge. We only found out about it at 2 o'clock. But because you person bought it before we found out, so the Rashba holds that he's allowed to eat it. What's the shot? Says the Rashba, because the suffix is noilad in a time when it was already pirish, when you got, the suffix is noilad when the meat is in your house. You already brought the meat home. Suffix is noilad in time that's already pirish. And that we say called the parish meruba parish. There's a fascinating thing that the suffix lemaisa was about the store that you bought it from. But this time that the suffix became apparent to us was in a time that you was already parish. So told the Rashi, we say called the parish meruba parish. And this is different than a person that buys from one of the stores and he forgot where he bought. Because there the suffix really was then. He just wasn't thinking of that. But the suffix was then. It only became apparent to him later that suffix was really then, at the time that he bought. Now, hanging in here, the time that you bought, there was no suffix. Because everything seemed to be okay. The suffix is only, it only becomes a suffix at 2 o'clock when we found out that there was tarfus there. So then we already say call the parish minimum parish. At the time the suffix is noilad, the meat is already in your hand, call the parish minimum parish. Nice there are Benek Abayis argues on the Rashba. Nachorinim are Mayrich, the Shach, and Simon Kovyutz of Katan Yodalad. It's Mayrich about this Rashba. Also, Rav Shimon and Shari Yosher, even more, because let's explain the word of the Rashba, Shari Yosher, Shardal, and Perakeh. The Mayrich is just to mention, the Ran also says the din of the Rashba, but he explains it in the Zachacher. Says the Ran, that because Kavu as a Chiddush, Ein Lechaboy Ela Mishaz Chidusha Ve'eloch. Only from the time that we found that it's Kavua, do we take on the din of Kavua. Because it's not Mikra, a din of Kavua, it's only a Chiddush. Ein Lechaboy Ela Mishaz Kviyusay, Mishaz Chidusha Ve'eloch. But it doesn't work L'mafreya. That's the explanation of the Ran. Now, the Rashba says a different explanation, as we said. The explanation of the Rashba is that because the subject is noila at a time that it's already parish, so call the parish meruba parish. We now come to the din of Basar Sheni Salam and Ayin, which is really the whole sugya started with that. Just mentioned a couple of ha'aras. The din of Rav, we paskin like Rav, that Basar Sheni Salam and Ayin is asur. If you learn the sugya, you'll see that the chshash of Rav, it's a chash that maybe Arvim switched it, Shrotzim, maybe animals switched the piece of meat that you left, and he took that one, and he brought a different one. That's the chashash. And therefore, it's before in the Gemara, by Nimsa Biyad Akum is Mutter. If you find a piece of meat in the hand of the guy, so it's okay, because then there's no chashash that the Arvim switched it. That's before in the Sugya. However, the Rambam passed that it's also. By Nimsa Biyad Akum. The Rambam in Perek Ches, Mecholas Asur Salochi Yabez, Paskins, even by Nimsa Biyad Akum, it's also Asur. And that's why it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, and Yerdeh, Simon Tzamech Gimel, Sif Aleph, that Nimsa Biyad Akum is Asur. What's the reason? It's connected to Gemara. It says the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam was Tzemich on the Yerushalmi in Shkolim, which is connected to our Gemara, that even Nimsa Biyad Akum is Asur. And the Goyin there in Simon Tamach Gimel says, and this is Katanala says the Goyin, the Avagav the Sugi de Chulin Tzadihei Einoi Kain. Even though the Sugi in Chulin is Mavur and Aliz the Rambam, for that by Nimse Biarakum is Mutter, Somach Ala Yerushalmi Kedarakoi Berayv Mekoimus. The Rambam was Semich on the Yerushalmi, like it's his way in most places that he passed like the Yerushalmi connected the Bavli. That's the Goyin here, I believe the Goyin in other places also writes that. The Rambam often passes like the Yerushalmi connected the Bavli. That's the opinion of the Goyin. The Pleasi in Simon Samach Gimel says that Chas Shalom of the Rambam, the Amud HaHiro, the Rambam, should pass him like the Yerushalmi connected the Bavli. We always pass him like the Bavli. Says the Pleasi, different Cheshvin in the Pesach of the Rambam. The Rambam was not being Samach on the Yerushalmi in Shkolim. As the Rambam held that were Mikil and Ar Sugya, like Nimsa Biarakum, only when there was the takana of achraza. So then, you don't have to worry when you buy from a guy, and maybe it's an avelu treifa, because the word machriz, then it's mutter. But bisman hazeh, when you're mevatel the takana of achraza, there's no more achraza nowadays. So then we ask her because of the chashash of an avelu and treifa, and stam don't let you buy from a guy. Akoponim, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that imay nimsa biyad akum, it is aser. And the Shach says in Sivkot and Hey that the reason is Basar Shem Salam in Ayin. That even though there's a roiv and you don't have to be a chush, the goy, God has an avela, but still Klabad Yisrael, it's Basar Shem Salam in Ayin. So now there's a famous story that, I don't know where the source of this story is, that a person that was on the plane and opened up his food and then went to wash and then came back and decided not to eat the meat because of the chshash of Basar Shem Salam in Ayin. So he said that he learned Daf Yomi that day, and he learned the Sugya, and therefore he decided that it has to be Machmir. So, Aleph Mitzad, learning the Sugya, definitely would be Mutter. Because the Goy next to him is only a problem of a Goy. And Mitzad Mitzad, the Sugya, by Nimsa the Arakum, there's no problem, the only problem is Arvim. Arvim, obviously, we don't have on the plane, and therefore it for sure should be Mutter. So maybe the person didn't learn the Sugya, maybe the person learned the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Mavur, and Basar Shem Salam and Ayin is Asr. Even by Nimsa Biyad Akum. So it could be that's why the person in this story, I don't know if this story is true or not, it could be that's why we're Chushish. Because of Basar Shem Salam and Ayin. But even in that, Bechor Yesh Lod and Tuva, Because if you're learning the Shach, and the Isser is that even by name of Yarakum, so we're still a chashash b'asher shenis alam and ayin that the shrotim switched or the arvim switched it, because by the Yisrael you didn't see it when you walked, you find it in the guy's hand, so even though the guy says he got it from the store, but for me, who I don't know what that history about this piece of meat, so I have to be chashash that really the guy got it from somewhere else, the guy just found it and the arvim switched it, and there's a problem b'asher shenis alam and ayin. Could be that still the chashash is a chashash of the arvim. Just that chashash applies even by nimsa b'yarakum. If that were to be the case, then in the case of the airplane, chayr should be mutter. Because here again, there's no chashash of arvim, and it should be a mutter. What comes out from the sugya of Avada is that but when there's no arvim around, Avada, there's nothing to be worried about. Knock into the Gemara Namid Beis. Gemara says that Kol Nachash She'ena Ke'el Yezra Eved Avram U'Kiyonisen Ben Shol Enoi Nachash. So what is this line here? Machlokes Yesharim how to explain this line about Nichush. Rashi in Tesis learned that the Gemara means Liyisura. Dehainu, that the Isra of Nichush is only like a Nichush of Eliezer and Yonison. And Rashi says that there were so many Chanem. A Nichush that you say Stamazay. But it doesn't really affect. You say that if it's a cloudy day, that I'm not going to go. You're really going to go, but you're going to go either way. So then it's not a nichush. It's only considered a nichush that's usur when you're entirely soimich on the nichush. That's the opinion of Rashi and Tesis. So Meila Tesis asks the obvious question: In Cain, how are Eliezer and Yenison allowed to be menachish? It's usur to be menachish. Tesis has independent needs on both on Eliezer and on Yonason. And Eliezer, Tesis says in the Masal Ke Eliezer. So Tesis first brings the Machlokes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that is there an Isser Kishuf by Goyim? So if there's an Isser Kishuf by Goyim, then Eliezer, who was a Goy, was about to be Menachish. But the Mandarma that holds that the Isser does apply to Goyim, so how is Eliezer allowed to be Menachish? Says Tesis, the Ahutana. That time that holds that there was an Isser holds that Eliezer was not Menachish. Eliezer wasn't relying on his Nichush. That he first gave her the Tzmidim, and then he asked her who is she. Rather, first he asked her who she is, and then when he saw that she was Taka the right one, because she was from the Mishpacha of Avram, then he went and gave her the Tzmidim. That says that even though in the story, the first time it's told over, it says that he first gave her and then he asked her who she is. And in Harai, because in the second time when he tells over the story to Lavan and Besuel, then he says that first he asked her who she is and then he gave it to me. Hakopon says that Eliezer, and the tzad that is also to be Menachish by Bnei Noach, so then Eliezer was talking not Menachish. And what are the Yonason? That's the next thesis of the Masal Ki Yonason. So, answer thesis that Yonason himself was not really soimich on the Nichush. He only said the Nichush in order to be Mizari to Siznar, to give strength, to give chizuk, to the one who was with him, that says, look, the Plishtim are worried about us. So that's a right that we're going to win. If he says that in Cain, by Yonason it wasn't a real Nichush. Because Yonason himself was not being semich on the Nichush. Tarachir. Al-Kupanim Rashi and Tais learned the Gemara means Lisura, and Yonason and Eliezer, whatever heter they had, in order to do such a thing. That's Rashi and Tais. Ran says another teretz, Ran in Chidushim, says another teretz, why they were allowed to do it. That there was a Svara. And if you do a nichush, you make something up that has no reason to it, then it's also to be semich on it. But a nichush that has a good reason behind it, then you can be semich on it. Says the Ran that Eliezer saw that if she's mashka loy lugmalov, azi balas chesed, fruyu v'ruyuli nasi liyitzchok. If she is the one acting properly, and she's giving him and his camels a drink, then and she's Taka Balas Chesed, and she's a right wife, proper wife for Yitzchak. And the whole answer of Nichosh says Ran is only when there's no Svara Bechlal. However, a whole different shot in the Gemara we have in the Radak, there by the Surah of Yonason, Shmuel Aleph, Perik Yudalit, and also in the Ravid, and that's Sagas in the Ramam, and Perik Yudalit of Sukhas of Yedazara, Halacha Dalit. They say that by Yonason there's no Nichosh Bechlal. Yonason only did it Lechazik as Liboy. So that's what the Gemara says, that Kol Nachash Eino Keliezer, Ki Yonason Eino Nachash. They say, now what the Gemara means is that any nachash that you're not koveya meirosh, and you're semicha on it, then it's not something that's roi to be semicha. The Gemara here is not dining on the heter and the isra of nachash. The Gemara is dining on a nachash, is it something that you should actually rely on? Do you give it any importance or not? So the side of the Gemara is, anything which is post facto, anything which is la'achar maisa, you're going somewhere and you see that you're making all the lights are green. So it's a raya that I'm supposed to go where I'm going. No, that's not a raya bichlal. Anything that you only decided it after something happened, that can't be a raya as a nachash. A nachash is something that the nachash should be simichan. In a case when there's no problem bichlal, a case where there's no isra of nachash, they only did a lachazik as liba. But something that you want to decide meresh, you're not sure whether to go tomorrow morning. You want to go, but you're not 100% sure. You say if tomorrow is a sunny day, then I'm going to go. So then when you wake up and you see that it's a sunny day, you say, oh, that's something that was kaveh meroish, and now I'm actually gonna go. But when you didn't make up your mind before you went to sleep, so you woke up in the morning and you said, oh, I see that it's a sunny day, that means that I'm supposed to go, there's no reason to rely on that at all. That's their pshat. Zakoponim, they have two bigger, two pshatim in the Gemara. What does it mean that einoi nachash? Rashi takes during the Gemara is talking the isser of nichosh. And the pshat in the Gemara is that if you're not semichana like Eliezer and Yonason, then there's no isser of nichosh. And the Ravid and the Radak learn that the Gemara means about a nachash that you're gonna rely on it. Is it something to rely on? And then they said that if you weren't kaveya meroish, then it's nothing to rely on. Another point here about nichosh, the Gemara says that Rav is batik v'mavra. So Rashi says that if the mavra was mezumenes ozil, in mekoshi lo ozil. If it was easy to go, then he would go, and if not, then he wouldn't go. So it's not clear why is it not asher mishum nichosh. Rashi says that if you're semichan something, then it's asher mishum nichosh. Here also, Rav was semichan the mavra. Rav was deciding whether to go or not. He said if the mavra is here, I'm going to go, and if not. So he's semichan it. So why is there no itzer nichosh? So the shulte kibayrim in Sanhedrin daf yudayim and aleph adapi arif. Answers that the Rav wasn't Ramish being semichanit. Rav was just taking it as a sinin. If it is dark, if it's glat, if it seems like his derech is matzlachas, it seems like it's going to go well, then he went. But he wasn't Ramish being semichanit. I think the decision is based on that. Just look, if it's an easy thing to do, then I'll go. If it's not so easy, then I won't go. The easiness is just a helping to decide that it looks like it's a glatt way to go, so I'm going to continue going in that way. But it's not mamish being semichanit. That's how the Shulte Gevurim explains our sugya. Amaisi, the Shulte Gevurim there says another thing, not explaining our sugya, but says a chiddush ladina, which is brought down in the Ramah, in Yerideyas and Kufa Hintes, Sif Gimel. He says that the whole isra of nichush, it's only when you say, speak it out. But if you decide it, you didn't speak it out, then there's no Isra of Nichosh. That would be another explanation about Rav. Rav was Simich on the Mavra because he never spoke it out. I'm Simich on the Mavra. Just, that was the way that he acted. So if that you said to the Shulte Gevurim, that would also be Miyoshev. However, this Chiddush is a tremendous Chiddush. The Goyin over there in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kofayin Tetz says the Goyin, that Chizuzu is Karshek Yechoymetz L'Shinayim. It's like drinking vinegar to your teeth, which is very bitter. Atu mutra lignav das hamakoyim. So Nafkamina says the Goyim, whether you speak it out or you don't speak it out. Your person is being tricking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no heter. I come that the nichush is aser. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to say, Tam tiyam Hashem alaykecha. Lo'yis anachashu. Don't go with nichush. So the fact that if this would really be a nichush, the fact that you don't speak it out is not going to make it any more mutter. Last point about nichush. Is the Gemara says that bayis tinok in ishon, so it's a sinit. Rashi says that if these things, it's you're starting something from anew, a person gets married, or a person buys a new house, a person has a new baby. So if things are start going well afterwards, then you see that this haschala is a good haschala. This isha, this marriage, this house, this baby is a new page, and it's a new page in a good way. And if it is chazik plus a zimi, like the Gemara says, then you can rely on it, and you see that now things are different, and now things are better. Pashut, obviously, that the makar that we say at a simcha, we say simin toiv, is from this. It's from this Gemara. This simcha, a person gets married, a person has a new baby. Sometimes it's a simin toiv. Should be a simin toiv that things from now on should start going well. And this isha, or this tinoik, should be a simin that things should go better. I don't know why we don't say it when a person buys a new house. Maybe some people do say it. But it's obviously this should be a simin toiv. Right? So the makar is also what you say in Kiddush Levana. Simin toiv mazal toiv yehilanu uchol Yisrael. All saying about a new month. The new month should be a simin toiv. Then now in this new month, things should start going well. It's said over that the Rishkarov, when he would come to a bar mitzvah, Rishkarov would walk in and would say, Agut Anacht. He wouldn't say Simin Toiv and Masal Toiv. Rishkarov held that only a bias Tinek and Isha is considered a new haschala. The fact that someone is becoming a bar mitzvah is not a new haschala. There's no Indian to say Simin Toiv. That was the opinion of Rishkarov. The Minigan Klai shows that even on these type of simchas, we say Simin Toiv and Masal Toiv. Here we hold that this also is a certain degree a new haschala. We're starting again. And a person is being Nichnas Lo Mitzvahs. It's also haschala. And it's also, we could say, Simin Toiv. It's mentioned that the Radak says another pshat in the Gemara here, not like Rashi. The Radak Lashitasa, he says, mentioned earlier, holds that if you Simin that you're not Kaveya Mirosh, so there's no Indian to be Semich on it. He says the Radak, that's only in a regular case. But Bayez Tinuk and Isha, if it's Huchzal Gimel Pamim after a person gets married or has a new baby or buys a new house, so then you can be Semich on it, even though that you were not Kaveya Mirosh. That's the plan of the Gemara, not like Rashi. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.